Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 308 for Tuesday, March the 15th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished slightly higher on Tuesday, taking strength from action in the Canadian currency. Canola was $1 to $4 higher, with the May contract checking in at $467.50 a ton. That's up $1.10. The Canadian dollar was about half a cent lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. European rapeseed futures, U.S. soy oil, and Malaysian palm oil were all higher, and that contributed to the advances. However, on the flip side, Chicago soybeans were lower, which was bearish. Losses in crude oil also weighed down global economic markets, which was bearish. The $470 per ton mark was briefly considered the new resistance level, but canola broke through it momentarily today. Demand is somewhat uncertain due to new rules over Chinese dockage allowance. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was slightly lower, with the most active May contract at $3.68 a bushel. Losses in crude oil were bearish for the corn market. As well, planting in Texas is proceeding at a slightly faster clip than normal. Traders took profits in the early going. Strength in the U.S. dollar and the rapidly advancing crop in South America weighed down prices. Soybeans were down 4 cents, with the May contract checking in at $8.89 a bushel. February crushing data came in above expectations, but still below January's number. Stockpiles of soy oil were larger than expected. In the early going, traders took profits after prices hit a 3-month high. A ship loaded with a ton of soybean meal is headed to Washington and then North Carolina, and the ship originally comes from Argentina. Wheat was a cent lower, with May contract at $4.77 a bushel. Buying ground to a halt after prices hit high points yesterday. At one point this morning, the May contract dipped as low as $4.73 before climbing higher. Dry conditions are forecast in the U.S. southern plains with only light rain. Russia and Ukraine are expecting cold weather, though, which should put some stress on those countries' wheat crops. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 15th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.